The PodBot app. Create your own podcast today using artificial intelligence. PodBot.ai offers the easiest way to create your own one-of-a-kind podcast. Do you have something to say to the world but lack the time, energy, knowledge, skills, talent and charisma to record your thoughts and publish your own podcast? Well, now you can use a neural network to automatically collect information for you, generate unique content using OpenAI's natural language model, and then put it all together using text-to-speech technology powered by machine learning. So your lazy ass doesn't have to do much at all. Try it today on podbot.ai, you lazy bastard. Although the existence of ghosts, demons and aliens is highly controversial, there is a whole lottery of skepticism in the accepted truth when it comes to stories of possession by vengeful spirits. Judging by the number of websites and books devoted to this subject, it is not surprising that many of us are interested in it today. But how did the spirits see the ancient world and were beliefs generally not culturally promoted? Jewish oral traditions, however, contain stories of benevolent and helpful spirits who try to fit into human affairs. It is also true that if you believe in ghosts and have heard that a place is haunted, you are more likely to interpret events as paranormal. There are also those who believe that ghostly appearances are the result of natural events, such as the death of a loved one or the presence of an apparition. Others insist that spirits exist and cite their own personal experiences with ghosts, demons, aliens and other paranormal phenomena as evidence. Kreeft says it's not by the nature of faith that people are convinced they have seen spirits. If there are spirits, they are the disembodied spirits of dead people, that is, if there are no spirits, then they do not exist. But if it exists and it does not exist, why does it exist at all? Although definitions vary, the most common definition is that a ghost is the disembodied spirit of dead people who are ghosting around the earth. It is a German, derived, definition, although it is unusual for apparitions of saints to speak in this way. This fact excludes the possibility of ghosts haunting people's homes, schools, churches, hospitals and other places of worship. The problem is that ghosts are not real. They are the ghost of a dead person, so they are not real. Spirits will be reborn when the present body dies, and the new host will act as spirit. The person will gain knowledge of past ghost experiences, but if a ghost is real, then he should appear unclothed and unshaven after having shed his body parts such as hair, eyes, skin, and teeth. When the spirits die, their soul will find another body to live in, and their spirit will be reborn in a new body, usually when one dies. One should keep away from people who claim to speak to spirits, even if they do not really speak. It is possible that some people, including sincere Bible believers, have observed truly supernatural phenomena, but of course investigators regularly debunk the alleged evidence. In the light of the Bible, the only conclusion is that all ghost sightings are the product of an overactive imagination or demons. Judaism and Christianity consider spirits to be real, because souls cannot remain in the world after death. Some religions, such as Buddhism and Hinduism, support belief in spirits, but spirits themselves play only a minor role in these religions. Buddhism is organized around the family of the dead, and the locals believe that the spirits influence them, help them, and worry them that they themselves can become gods, or that their families and dead relatives and friends, and their children and grandchildren, can become gods. Spirit money, on the other hand, serves to separate the living world from the world of spirits, gods and ancestors. The burning of ghost money allows it to be transferred as real currency to the spirits and gods of our ancestors who use the spirits in other worlds. Perhaps most importantly, magic helps explain the existence of the human world as we know it, as well as the relationship between humans and spirits. The purpose of this article is merely to give the reader an understanding of the existence of spirits, gods and spirits in the world and their relationship to the human world. When you see a spirit, call not in fear, but in prayer and readiness to pray. You can read more about ghosts and the Catholic Church in two exclusive sidebars from the past. A spirit or spirit is a dead person who interacts with the living world in a different way from a human being, for example in the form of an appearance, a dream or a physical manifestation. Ghosts can be reincarnated by someone who is a descendant of the original spirit, e.g. Guido resembles a woman, Rag's war relic resembles Lance, etc. Spirit powers are hereditary, that is, there must be seven spirits at once, and two people cannot act simultaneously as the same spirit. Since the seven spirits can reincarnate, the vessels for the reincarnation of spirits are similar, e.g. Guido's resembles woman and the Raga's resemble Lance, etc. Spirit is formed by lost. It has abilities other than those that belong to it. But it has no abilities other than those used by those that belong to it. Thank you all for joining us again on Dancer 4 Code. It's been a pleasure. See you next time.